在线英语听力室 ,tinroom.com, 欢迎您。
You know, when we introduced the iPhone in January, we said it was the best iPod ever. And iPhone owners agree with us. It's incredible with its multi-touch user interface, its incredible album artwork and video. It is the best iPod ever.And people have been asking us and wondering, when are we going to bring this technology to an iPod? Well, the answer to that question is we're going to do it today, and this is what the product looks like. It's called the iPod Touch.One right here. It's just about the same size screen as the iPhone, but it's even thinner. It's 8 millimeters thin. It's unbelievable. The new iPod Touch.
Steve Jobs is one of the few CEOs with rock star status. The Apple co-founder's every word is followed closely.
It's a revolutionary mobile phone.
There's even a fake blog dedicated to things Steve didn't say. But why? Why did people line up for days ahead of the iPhone launch, even though it's a niche gadget? And why do Apple's computers, so highly regarded, still make up just a tiny fraction of the overall market?Analysts say when it comes to Apple's luster, it's not only the quality and profits, but the passion that matters.
Microsoft, Dell, HP, Sony even, you don't kind of feel that about them. You don't feel that individual passion that you get from Steve Jobs and everyone that works in Apple.
Of course, much of Apple's recent success comes from the iPod, 100 million and counting sold to date. No niche product there.Speculating how and when the various iPods will get upgraded drives the bloggers crazy. But all products get upgraded. People seem to care a lot more about a new iPod screen or more memory when players from Microsoft and Samsung go largely unnoticed.
I think it's because Apple remain tight-lipped as often as possible. I think that's part of the fun, really, is that everyone likes to have a guess and everyone has their own ideas about how they would do their own Apple products.And obviously when people get it right, they get very excited, and then when they get it wrong, they get very annoyed. So.
Analysts say Apple still fights in the market like an upstart, even though it's a 30-year-old multi-billion dollar firm.
It's a dangerous time for Apple. Apple is now the Goliath. So it's a danger, and there's certainly lots of competitors trying to knock them off.
But any fears about competitors certainly haven't hurt Apple's shares, up more than 40% since May. Jim Bolden, CNN, London.